All right,
welcome everybody.
What it do, motherfucker?
Monday. Nobody knows
really
what day it is.
I really just like saying motherfucker. And I just want y'all to know these vocals going to be hitting because we joined today with a vocalist. And I don't know if she going to hit y'all with the vocals, but just one time, just know I'm going to do the ad-libs like my ghost, bitch. We gonna do it
let's
like my ghost.
Just let's get let's do
how
one.
You take my job?
Who the hell is my ghost?
I don't know who did.
I just like saying it like that, bitch. Okay, y'all. Y'all hear two other voices. We have had them on our show before. Maybe, oh my God, what, like a year and a half ago or so? Maybe 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was a while, man.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I wanna let you guys know that we are joined today. I was gonna say in the motherfucking studio, but we not. With two of my favorite ladies, Lex P and Drea Nicole of the Poor Minds Podcast.
What Yay! Up, and hey, if you have never heard our podcast, we are Mandy and Weezy of the Horrible Decisions Pod. If you're listening for the first time today, this show is disgusting and these bitches are nasty too. So maybe skip down to an episode that, you know, was about health or something, because this episode is about whole life.
I mean, it ain't really going to be about too much whole life,
which
but
we're all very fluent in.
I thought, you know, I think if anything, it's four girls. We all kind of raw, uncensored, and we all have, I think, quite a few different takes. So Weezy and I have both been guests on Poor Minds, and there were conversations where Drea and I ain't going to hold you. I thought, bitch, we was going to agree on everything, but we didn't.
I don't know why you thought that.
I don't. I mean, because I like
you don't
a BDB
think me
too.
And Mandy would agree. Yeah, why you wouldn't think we
why?
Would agree?
I mean, Mandy like because Mandy likes some fresh out of high school. First
oh
of all.
Yeah, I don't like no.
Actually,
like no
bitch. Actually, we in a group chat. Ho, don't act like I ain't got two salt and peppers on the squad, bitch.
Finally, I'm proud of
bitch,
you.
Bitch, you can't be 30 and season. Still fucking high school niggas. You gotta have at least one.
No, I got two now, and both of them are over 40.
Doesn't it feel good to, like, talk to a man that knows what, like, a Roth IRA is? Like,
I mean, no, because I'm not talking about Roth IRAs with my niggas. Unless we getting married, what are we talking about that for? I'm excited.
Fuck that. Bitch, I be interviewing niggas first date. So what are you into? What's your medical insurance like? Because I'm trying to get on the fucking plan.
that ain't what I'm talking about. The
that shit
date.
Expensive.
It is. It is. So we gonna start off this week's episode with an icebreaker. So this is where the girls gonna get to know who y'all hoes is.
Ooh, bitch.
I'm scared.
Me too.
So for the icebreaker this week, we're starting off with two games. The first one I actually introduced on our Patreon when we had Medina from Cocktails on, and the game is A Nice Way to Say It. That's what I titled it. And basically, I am going to give you some rather awkward scenarios, and you need to tell me what is a nice way you would tell somebody this. All right.
Okay, okay.
So I'm going to let y'all go.
Who out of the two of you, let you just pre-guessing, who do you think is going to be the nicer one?
Legs.
Me for sure. I'm very classy and very sweet.
I wouldn't say classy.
Are
she
you?
Just nicer.
It's a good way to say nicer.
So the first one is, for some reason, men really like to ask if we came or not. What is a nice way to let your partner know that you didn't come when he asks if you came?
You go first. Honestly, I'm too old for that shit. Now, I'm not going to be nice in this situation, motherfucker. I would. Hell no.
I would probably say, let's fuck again.
I was going to say the same thing. I would just be like, hey, it wasn't this time.
Yeah, let's fuck again.
We can wait. How much time do you need? Does your mouth work still? Or is that also soft?
Let them know we need to keep doing some things. So the next.
Yeah, I was just trying to keep it going.
I'm not. I'm going to be like, well, what you about to do?
Are you kicking him out?
Because I got shit to do. Oh, hell yeah.
Lex, this is a nice way to say it. We not being.
Oh, my bad.
A nice way to say it.
So
what
this
you
one
about to
is
do the, ain't that?
I mean, that's like.
That's a nice
you got,
way of saying.
That's a nice
out.
Way to kick somebody out. You don't. The next one I specifically chose for y'all because I know y'all talk about this a lot with your BDBs, and we gonna get into that later. So what is a nice way to say it? What is a nice way to say a man doesn't make enough money for you to talk to him?
I'm not interested.
Oh, that's
okay,
nice.
Okay, that's nice. That's not without that so nice. You wouldn't
yeah,
even mention
I'm not interested.
Okay.
I wouldn't even mention the money because I mean once he told me his occupation, I'm gonna be like, I'm not interested.
What occupation are
say,
you doing?
You ain't got no money. Too. Bitch, where your daddy at?
That is not y'all. Ooh. That is not nice.
What are your daddy in?
Okay, you bitches aren't nice at all.
A teacher.
I would just say
if a nigga told me he
you
was
guys
a teacher,
are going through different phases in life. I mean, a teacher. What kind? A professor?
I ain't say a professor. I said a teacher.
Okay, so a teacher don't make enough for you. Some teachers make like 65, 70. Look.
Okay. Let me give you this scenario. What about a teacher that makes 70, but they already own their own home and car outright? So essentially, they don't have any bills. Because most
kids,
well, that's fine.
How many kids
if
they
you,
got?
If you make
how many kids they got?
Oh, I didn't,
and how many baby mamas?
Okay, no future kids, but like, let's
If you making 70K, I better be getting 65.
Bitch, no, first off, he not even seeing 65 because of taxes, sis.
I mean, that's what I said. That's not after
Let
taxes.
Me tell you something interesting I read about men in the 70K field, which probably most of our listeners make. Mm-hmm. Men in the 70K field, on average, are 80% more likely to have more in their checking account versus someone over 125 because they're spending more because they think they have to have better things. And they are saying that someone it does. So someone at 70K might be able to trick on you.
You know, what? But tricky. I always tell this to my listeners as well. I'm like, I would rather have a man that makes like 70, 80K than a man who's a millionaire don't spend nothing on me.
Facts.
It's like, it really doesn't matter how much you make. Yeah, I know you getting it, but is you spending
That's
it?
That's a fact. We do always talk about that. Like, it's more so about what he willing to spend on you.
Like, but not only that, I think it's, and I'm abstinent on this podcast. But the nigga that I'm currently, the nigga that I'm currently entertaining, y'all know about him in the group chat or whatever, but he's actually retired. So I don't know what his like salary or income is, but I thought it was really nice. We were talking the other day, and I've been getting weed. Y'all know I've been trying these edibles and dying at home. And so I ordered another 8, but I'm not, like, the best with rolling. And so, bitch, he came over last night, and he had a gift in his hand. And I'm like, what is this? He's like, you said you wasn't good at rolling weed. So he got me a whole, like, machine that I just put the blunt, like, I just put the wrapper in it. It grinds it.
I saw it.
And it makes the blunt for me. And I was like, that was so
thoughtful.
That's
sweet.
And I was like,
nice.
That shit
that's
cute. That shit
was rich niggas don't give a fuck.
I'm abstinent.
She did.
I'm abstinent.
She
did,
girl. She abstinent.
She was sucking dick for all that drone.
Not for the drone.
First off, I bought my own weed, bitch. Calm down. He just bought the machine.
Wow, bitch. For if that was not the most Atlanta shit I've heard in a long fucking time.
We've been out here too long.
Did you give him a kiss or something?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, like, thank you. Like, I didn't, like, it was just the thought that, like, he heard me, like, he took into his mind that I wasn't the best blunt roller because my shits be loose as hell. But since I'm not passing them, I'm not embarrassed. I'm going to smoke my loose ass blunt and be happy.
That's a
but
very, like,
we,
very,
she got
very,
seeds all in the throat.
I'm stuck here rolling blunt,
like,
too. You not alone.
Hold on. When you roll a little loose shit, you be you gotta spit
my weed be my blunts be loose as hell too, see.
Just like that booty. So this,
my shit are just always super wet. I hate that shit. And then I be trying to make
your booty
to put it inside.
No, her booty don't be wet. She talk about her blunt.
The blunt.
That booty.
Listen,
probably
I don't
be
believe
wet
in
too.
Booty lube. I know people be
it
saying
right
that shit got a mucus in
my booty.
Fluid.
She said, "Yeah, because my shit be super wet."
Nah, dog. I don't believe it.
I'm not gonna lie. I just shout out to Adam and Eve, who's a constant supporter. And what do we call them? I forgot. Sponsor? But they be doing ads on our shit. But I just actually bought some shit using our promo code. And so I bought butt plugs. And I also bought anal lube because I was like, well, there got to be a difference between lube and anal lube. So I'm going to try it out.
It freezes your ass. I just bought this off Adam and Eve before I left. I felt like it was if you guys are watching YouTube, you can see this. But even though I don't recommend jelly toys because it's like more shit gets stuck to them, I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for something hard in my ass. Because what if I reject
that's
it?
That right. Motherfucker is big, Weezy.
Look, long. She trying to open that booty. Really?
No, that shit gonna be her head. Small intestine.
Girl, small intestine.
But see, this is what I went with. I said, let me go with a skinny top. So it's like, okay, it's not that bad. And then wham, when it goes in, you know what I mean? Because most dicks are fatter at the bottom.
See, Lex, feel like you real judgy. I ain't even gonna show you what I be putting in my booty. Because you gonna be like, that's colossal.
Just go get it.
I don't put shit in my booty hole.
I didn't get it yet. I haven't gotten my order yet. I want to get into the next game. The next game is a quick would you rather. And it's going to be, this is like fire style, okay, bitch?
Okay.
So both of you, Lex and Drea, would you rather have sex with your favorite celebrity crush once or have guaranteed orgasms for 1 year?
Guaranteed orgasms, because them bitches is not guaranteed.
They not, bitch.
Same, because these niggas for everybody, they eat.
Who are your celebrity crushes, just so I know? And you could say somebody you ain't really fucked. How about that? We know y'all be fucking the blue chain.
Oh, I was about to say. Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. No, I have a big... I've always said this. I say this on my podcast a lot. I have a big crush on Wiz Khalifa. I do.
Bitch, you can't have him. Get off. That's me. Him and Jadenna
Lex,
are
you
mine.
You would literally break him. Your ass is like...
That's fine.
Bigger than the width of his two thighs together.
Amber Rose ain't the smallest thing either. Me and Amber, you know, she's big. She's a thicky.
What about you, Drea? Who your celebrity crush?
Medina gonna kick my ass.
Who?
She be ready to fight.
Oh, Drake.
She be ready
you
to
about
fight
to say Drake, huh?
Drake.
She does yes, love Drake.
Lord. She be ready to fight me over Drake, y'all.
You
she
really? Is it?
She earlier today talking about stop listening to my man every day, bitch.
Is it Drake's? I feel like I'm into Drake because Drake got an energy. He got a like, bitch.
Not
I know
in
I'm
person.
Rich.
Not in person.
I disagree. I think Drake got
zero,
the energy.
I got zero swag. Like, when
but
I was
also think that's because I like corny niggas. I think that like niggas that own
their I like corny niggas too.
I hope your nigga not in the background listening.
Right, bitch.
So he know
he
I like corny
like
niggas.
I like corny
niggas.
Yo, he
always be like, bitch, he knows I no. love me a little geeky nigga. If we ever go out somewhere and somebody be telling me a little goofy joke, he'd be like, there go my little hoe ass bitch. I know she in it.
I'm dead.
I just think that I want Drake, y'all, because he's literally the only celebrity that I've ever had like a big crush on that ain't slid in my DMs yet.
Oh, you felt some type of way, bitch.
That was like the biggest flex that I've heard
wasn't
in a long
it?
Time.
I'm dead.
He's like the only nigga that left. Ain't try to fuck.
He really is, though. He's the only one that I have that I've had a crush on that has not slid in my DMs, and I've never met him. Can y'all believe I never
it's
met
so
him?
Bitch, you are
like,
so
I done
his
been
type.
In the same room. Yeah. I done been in the same room with him, but I've never like met
what's
him.
What's crazy is we was in the group chat talking about his type because we feel like he like big booties, but then we look at other bitches he done dated and they skinny. So both Medina and Drea feel like they his type, and clearly they not the same type.
Well, he do
bitches.
Like them brown girls, though.
Baby, y'all know I'm his type. I already told Medina. Look, bitch.
Bitch, you gotta go get that
better
ass
hope he ain't never in the same room with that nigga at the same time. Lex already told her. Lex said, Medina, I'm gonna tell you right now. If Drea and you in the same room with Drake, you gonna be over there contemplating what you gonna do, and she gonna already be over there sucking his dick.
And that's the truth. If you want a nigga and Drea wants the same nigga, you better get to him before she do, child.
Damn.
Because I'm going to keep him now.
That's funny. So the second question is, would you rather have a sugar daddy who asks for sex a lot or one who asks for nudes a lot?
One who asks for sex a lot. I like to fuck anyway.
I don't know. A sugar daddy, how old is he?
I don't care. Sugar daddies don't have anyway. To be old.
None of my sugar daddies was over 40.
That's what I be thinking
this,
of.
I'm assuming the sex ain't that great if he about to die anyway. I'm surprised you ain't say nudes.
I don't be fucking niggas who finna die.
Listen, I was about to say nudes.
I'm going to say sex because if he's a sugar daddy and he old, he is one orgasm away from death. I got to make sure I'm in the wheel. Bitch, I got a plan.
But why not just send him nudes and then fuck your other nigga?
I mean, I'm going to do that
Thank
anyway.
Thank you, Dre. I'm with you.
Get money from both of them.
I'm going to do that anyway because that's how I am.
Exactly. Thank you, Weezy. Thank you. Finally, somebody who understands.
That was the best video I've ever seen on the internet. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, please look up the old black lady with the cigarette. Oh, I'm going to do that anyway because that's how I am.
That's how I am, and that's on period.
So the last would you rather is one that's problematic. Guys, this is a kink. It's kind of out the wheelhouse, but it might make you think. Would you rather have sex with a corpse or never have sex again?
Never have sex again. Did y'all see that video on YouTube? I mean, not YouTube, on Twitter, where that lady was talking about some type of one-night stand that she had, and a man had ejaculated on her chest, and she had, like, got a big rash.
Yeah, so the story is they said the only way that she could have got he could have parasites in his semen is if he fucked a corpse or if something else. Yes. And then she found out he worked in a morgue.
Fuck a corpse or a pig.
Well, let me ask a question.
Actually, I could play the clip. I do have it readily available. Y'all want to hear it? Has everyone heard this?
Yeah, go ahead and play that clip, Ho.
It's 50 seconds, but this is one of the wildest things I've heard.
It was wild.
Bad stories that'll make you women never want to have a one-night stand. Put it through. This is a true story. I read about this a while back, but I saw it here again recently. I was like, wow, that's crazy. So basically, this woman meets a guy on Tinder. She goes on a date with him. Afterwards, she goes back to his place. They have sex. She allows him to ejaculate on her face and chest. After that happens, next day, things cool. And then she notices a rash. She's concerned. So obviously, she reaches out to the dude who's the last person she has sex with. Lets her know that she's going to see a doctor. She goes to the doctor. Doctor says you don't have an STD, sends it to a dermatologist. This work is crazy. Goes to a dermatologist. Dermatologist says there were parasites in the guy's semen who you had sex with. Those parasites can only come from one of two places, either somebody who has sex with animals or somebody who has sex with corpses. She looks the guy up on Facebook. He works in a morgue.
Get the entire fizzuck out of here.
Now, that is necrophilia.
Necrophilia, yes. Can I ask all of y'all, would you rather have somebody that fucks corpses or animals? This is real problematic, well, I know, but I don't know, bitch.
Well, how much they tricking?
We gotta pick one.
Because I gotta mind my business anyway. Well, shit.
This bitch said how much he's spending.
I guess animals.
I would definitely say animals. I don't know. I feel like you disrespecting the dead. Somebody could come haunt us while we in the bed.
Okay,
like,
well, bitch, I just want y'all to know.
Bitch,
PETA
what if you have a Yorkie?
Y'all.
What the fuck? It's all bad.
I don't know. PETA coming for all y'all. Hard decision.
Have you picked one yet, Drea?
No, I don't. I don't think I can.
So, I want to get into our vanilla shit. However, it's a story that I got from New York Daily News, but because we've kind of been recording where we haven't been bulk recording so much, I do, whenever we can, want to bring up current event topics. And so without getting too much into the actual people, I wanted to have a conversation with you as well as you, Weezy. If y'all have, bitch, if y'all have social media, Future is showing his motherfucking ass. If y'all do not know, Future, what is it? Navadadius, whatever the mother, Navadius. Whatever. He,
you know, she gonna know how to say it.
Girl, shut the fuck up.
Ooh, the tea.
Yeah. Navadius. Yeah, Navadius.
No,
we ain't
no your tea. People. Isn't he a resident of your town, Atlanta?
He is, but that's one nigga I do not want.
So basically, guys, what's going on with him is it has just been reported that he is indeed the father of a one-year-old baby girl with an Eliza Rain. And so I want to
show the YouTubers, by the way, while Mandy's talking, I'm going to pull up a picture of what she looks like because this is very crucial to the story.
Yes.
How he had the black-ass nerve to say it about this woman. I will put on the screen.
So Future decided to go on a Twitter rant and talk about how you can't treat an ugly girl like a pretty girl, and pretty much just went in about how ugly this girl looked. So I wanted to make sure we get on board with coming up with first off, I want to have the conversation about, is a man allowed to call you ugly if he beat? Because, bitch, you beat, though. And I think that... go ahead, Lex. Go ahead.
Let me say this. He did not just beat one time. Mm-hmm. He was fucking with this girl for years.
Ooh, the tears.
It had sizzling. Came out when she first had announced she was pregnant. It came out that she had been fucking with him for like 5, 10 years.
Yes, this is not no new bitch of his. This is a very... This was a bitch that
I would go as far as to say that this girl is gorgeous. Okay?
Okay. Wait, Weezy.
You said she gorgeous?
I really believe that. Like...
She all right. She cute. She's not gorgeous.
I don't think she's unattractive. I don't think she's just okay. I think she's above average looking.
Weezy,
are you serious?
I am shocked.
Okay, she cute.
Yes.
Okay, but wait. The conversation is whether a man can call you ugly.
I cannot even believe y'all right now. I literally was just on y'all show last week where you were saying, I don't know why people be talking about this girl. Look. And y'all want to tell me that this girl is below average or average looking?
You know what?
I didn't say she was below.
I didn't say below average, but I definitely don't think she,
you know what she looked gorgeous. Like? She looked like Bambi. She looked like Scrappy
y'all
Baby Mama.
Y'all think this girl, this is a picture where she has no lashes.
She ain't ugly.
No makeup, she nothing. Regular. You think that this is average? How? Do y'all know what the average bitch look like?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I live in Atlanta. It's a lot of them, girl. Hold on now.
I'm shocked. And so why I wanted to bring this up too is I wanted to have the conversation because clearly he is in an open, like a public relationship with Lori Harvey. Mm-hmm. So my question now is, especially stemming from a lot of us having either abandonment issues with our fathers or our fathers putting our mothers through hell, if you feel like you could be with a man who is not taking responsibility of taking care of his children. Also, mm-hmm. do you think it says anything about a woman that is claiming and being with a man that doesn't take care of his children? What are your thoughts on that?
Yes.
Well, for me personally, I feel like I'm 30, so I'm dating older guys. So I feel like I'm not into that bullshit no more. I'm looking for something more serious. Now, I'm not going to lie. 21, 22-year-old me, do I give a fuck what a nigga doing with his kids? Hell no. Okay. Lori Harvey is dating and she doing what she's supposed to do. She getting the bags, the rollies, the trips. She's having fun.
Yeah.
She has absolutely no responsibilities. Now, as you get older, the type of men that you're attracted to and things that you're attracted to does change.
I'll agree to that.
But I feel like for Lori, she's 21, 22. She doing what she's supposed to be doing.
I agree with that too, because I feel like now at this age, no, I can't date no nigga that don't take care of his kids. Like, you brought these kids into the world, you need to take care of them. Mm-hmm. Whether you like the mama or not. Like, especially with that situation with Future, didn't nobody tell you nothing, that lady?
Fucked her raw for years.
I agree. I just...
Like, what you thought was gonna happen?
I just know that that's kind of... Definitely, I feel like a trait that I look into. I know that so many women that date men that don't take care of their kids and for some mm-hmm. reason still want to have children with said man, thinking they're not going to act the same.
I think the grossest part is how we've seen him act towards the kid's mom online. But how do we know he's not taking care of the kid? Is that like a public thing?
Yes, it just came out.
She's made it known.
Yeah, this baby is 1 year old, and she claims that she has not seen one dime from Future.
They haven't had a paternity test?
They had a paternity test.
It just came back positive.
Okay, but she hasn't seen...
He didn't want to take it
for a long time.
She's been asking for the paternity test.
He didn't want to take it for a long time. Okay. Right. Okay, now I remember the story. I think, to be honest, like the... Obviously, this dude is rich. We know he could take care of his kid financially, but really a good mm-hmm. father. I think it's not just taking care of the kid. Like, as we've all seen people make jokes online with Russell Wilson and Future and how close they seem in videos and how connected they look. And then you look at Future online and all he's talking about is his bitch. It just doesn't, I don't understand how we can understand him to be such a stand-up guy from that aspect. But I think what it does raise is a great point of everybody online shocked that he's calling this girl ugly, but they date niggas that talk shit about other women all the time. And I think that is a very big deal about when you're dating a man, especially for women. Like, I know everybody doesn't claim to be a feminist or doesn't understand what it means, but the least that you should expect for two things, for the way that you know how a man will treat you: one, how they treat their mom, and two, how they talk about women that have been in their lives and or their friends deal with or around them. I've been around men that have talked dog shit about women they've been with. Even if you've had a bad breakup, you shouldn't be talking about that person like shit. And when you see that, that is a shitty fucking quality. Because at the end of the day, they love that bitch the same way they're loving you right now, and it could all go to shit. True. So when you see somebody doing shit like that, which is a big reason that, to be honest, like, you know, we always discuss on the show, married guys or whatever. I think the scary thing about that is like, okay, how good will these men be to me? Not being your side nigger, sugar daddy, whatever. I'm talking about getting in a relationship with someone that has somebody. It's like, well, then what? All of this shit is in essence disrespect in some form or some way. And being public like that, to call a bitch ugly, there isn't. Ugly.
I just say people show their true colors and who they are. So even if, you know, we're bringing up, even if a guy's not married, maybe he, you know, has a girlfriend, or if he, just, I do still believe too, you get them how you lose them. That person is always going to be who he is. You either going to figure out how to accept him for who he is, or you got to keep it going. We had a Patreon where y'all know a woman came to me, woman to woman, and I told her she knew And I told her, you knew what type of dog ass nigga you had, because if I was with that nigga, I would know what type of dog ass nigga I'm with.
And so embarrassing to write a bitch. How come you write him back? What?
Like, bitch, and your nigga.
And my thing is, I feel like women, like, at what point does, like, okay, I understand you want to fuck with a nigga. You've been fucking with this nigga for years. Maybe he doesn't treat women the best. But at what point, like, when you get pregnant, are you like, okay, I want to have this baby?
I think it'd be about the chick.
I do, too.
Talked about this. I feel like Eliza thought that she was going to get a chick.
I mean, she probably still is.
I mean, well, she,
I mean, but I not mean, to she mention, she probably been fucking with him for years. And she's, well, I don't know how old she is, but she looked like she at least in her 30s. She looked good,
like she almost 40.
She looked like she in her 30s.
Well, she did.
So, I mean.
Well, she did say that that's part of the reason why she decided to keep the baby.
But I'm saying, but I mean, we see all the shit that he went through with Sierra. And Sierra has money. Sierra is a prominent person. We see everything that she went through. You see how the shit that he went through with Brittany, his other baby mama.
And Joy. Like, and I mean, we ain't going to list all the baby mamas, goddamn. It's going to take us the whole episode.
You know why they do this, though. They're like, I'm going to do it on my own. I'm going to take care of my baby on my own. It's like,
well, I think that a lot of women, they go in these situations and they think, oh, well, I'm going to be the one that's different.
True.
And it's not going to happen.
Very
true. A lot of women go, every time I talk to a woman and she's like, oh, I want to have a nigga baby, and it's something, other little baby mamas in the background, they're like, well, you know me, girl. I'm like,
it's pillow talk, bro. But at the end of the day, the worst part about that is, even if you were the one that he treated better, wouldn't you feel like shit knowing that he has seven other kids that have had moms with traumatic experience?
Six other baby mamas. The whatever the number is.
I actually overshot that number. I thought he had 5-6 kids.
Oh, no. He has like eight.
Old is Future?
He has, I think, 30. I think he got 9 kids by 8 baby mamas. That's the tally I heard.
Wait, now, you know there's another girl that has a baby by him. The baby's the same age as Eliza's baby. The reason they found out it was definitely Future's baby, because they got a test on the girl.
It's a boy and a girl.
And the kids are siblings.
And the kids are siblings, yeah. So this is another girl that hasn't even been addressed
yet. One moment, please. How many children does Future the rapper have?
Siri ain't gonna know.
I think it's nine.
Siri about to be like, bitch, I don't know.
You know what? Wikipedia said 4. I know that's a lie.
Nah.
They said 6, but that was in 2019. How many kids does Future have in 2020? Unknown number.
I feel like this is a goddamn spades game. That nigga got 9 and a possible.
I'm dead, bitch.
Not 9 and a possible.
Bitch, we might have to reshuffle the deck, because, bitch, I got all the books. Anyways, I was going to get into one real quick as well, because we're not going to do a hors d'oeuvre this episode, so I wanted to get into this. I want y'all to guess the state. The other vanilla shit for this week's episode says, mother and daughter arrested for selling 2-for-1 sex services.
Okay.
Guess the state.
Florida.
Nevada.
Bitch, I'd be so mad.
Ooh, that Florida, was a good game.
Florida be embarrassing us.
Hold on. Did you see the Florida state, the separation thing today? So there's a picture of the Florida the state, and it says for up north people, this is the difference. And right above the Orlando County line, they call it Florida state, and below they call it Florida state. So you got Florida, which is Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville, Florida. Miami, Palm Beach County, all that shit. So we okay.
So real where quick, they from? It says that a Florida mother and daughter were arrested Tuesday and charged with soliciting 2-for-1 sex deals, police in Boynton Beach said. So that's the south side of Florida. It says that Ramona, 43, and her daughter, Daniela, advertised their sex special on Backpage.com, an online class. Damn, I didn't even know Backpage was still up.
I thought it was closed.
Yeah, it might be a little old. But it says that they advertised to rock your world with 2-for-1 specials.
With a name like Ramona, I know she's sucking mean dick. She done been around the block a few times.
Not Ramona. So what other, what? So we know we listen to, what's the Freak-a-Leak? What are some hoe ass names? Real quick.
Gertrude. I'm telling y'all, these old bitches, girl, they know how to get down. They gonna take off them dentures and go to work on your ass.
I ain't never in my life met nobody named Gertrude.
You ain't never heard a nigga say, man, Gertrude suck a bean.
No, I haven't.
Have y'all watched Hookers at the Point on HBO back in the day?
No. What were their names?
It's this show where, like, they basically would go city to city and cover the prostitutes in the area. So they used to do Hawaii, Atlantic City, Atlanta, wherever. And so most of the hoes that was, like, crack hoes always would take their teeth out. And they would have footage of them, like, going to suck a dick. And they'd be like, okay, well, if I take them out, it's going to be $10 more. Like, yo, it's sad.
Period.
Pornhub has a section of crack hoes.
I will not. Do y'all know of guys that have admitted to y'all to getting their dick sucked with a bitch with no teeth?
No.
I mean, first of all, no.
Do you think they would admit that, inquired, though?
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but the type of men that we date, they ain't going to be around no crackheads anyway.
They shouldn't be,
but these niggas be horny, and I don't like to give them no credit. So,
and they're nasty. Got their head sucked by it. It's the thrill niggas of, like, paying
nasty.
For it.
They nasty as fuck.
She said these niggas be horny.
Said Gertrude.
Baby, Gertrude would have sucked that dick for
I
a crack
like
run.
It's all the Ishas.
Not all the Ishas.
If your name got Isha in it, you a hoe.
Bitch.
Keisha. Leticia.
Mandisha.
Bitch, take your ass on. So the next segment that we're going to get into, guys, is our hors d'oeuvre. I found this sex tip that I really liked, especially considering I'm abstinent. And when I'm done with it, Lex and Drea, I will be asking y'all for a sex tip. So go ahead and have in your mind what sex tips you have for our audience. But the sex tip for this week is the thigh rub. Nothing turns a guy on more than being teased whilst knowing that he cannot have you there and then. So during your dinner date or a night at the movies, use your hand to gently stroke his thigh with slow, firm movements up and towards his groin. Feel his erection grow and leave him longing for the bill to arrive or for the film to finish so that he can whisk you home and into the bedroom.
I can't do that.
Why?
Because I'm going to rub on that thigh and start sucking that dick.
No, bitch, you're supposed to tease.
How do you transition into that?
Very easy.
A lot of people just a lot of women expect foreplay but don't do it themselves because they expect that men are generally going to be the initiator. By the way, shout out to Latasha that we had on. I actually was wondering the other day, Mandy and I, when we were like a few months back trying to figure out new segments, I'm like, where the fuck did hors d'oeuvre came from? I think she made that shit up. So shout out to you and whoever it was on Twitter. But I got one more that I did the other day and I think that shit was fun as fuck. So I don't know how to spice up sex anymore because I'm tired of like having sex on, I don't know, just outside and in the shower. There's nowhere else to go. So, bitch, I did some hoe ass shit. I sent that nigga an Outlook invite because he was acting like he was too busy. And I wrote it for 4 to 4:15 for him to suck this pussy at Central Time. And
you made an appointment to get your pussy?
Like a Google invite?
A calendar invite on his Outlook. I guess I did. And
oh, that's the lead.
When he came in the room, bitch, my pussy was spread open. And he was like 15 minutes. And I was like, well, that's the time I need to come. I don't know about you, but you can send your own invite.
You need your own invite, nigga.
Shit. But that shit was fun as fuck. And I'm sure he's on the phone like, oh, yeah, this bitch be spicing it up.
So, Lex, we'll start with you. What is a sex tip that you have for the girls?
I actually talked about this on the pod, on my podcast a few weeks ago. We were talking about sucking a dick from when it's a gummy.
I hate sucking gummy dick.
I said the same thing.
I said this is because a lot of girls, they write to our show asking how to deep throat. And I said, whenever you start when it's gummy, it makes it easier to go down because it gradually
grows. That's a very, very, very good mouth. Tip. Actually,
it is. So it's like you won't gag because it's just slowly growing in your mouth. So sucking dick from a gummy, that's all.
The fact that you calling it a gummy dick.
I love what the fuck I'm eating right now.
fucking gummies. You know what? I'm not going to lie. To me, and I've said this on the show, I feel like I'm so used to dick coming rock hard that when it's a gummy.
Ooh, I know that's right.
You know,
you better say
you
that
better
shit.
Get that thing
I'm
hard.
Used to that dick coming rock hard, bitch. Sheesh. God
damn. I ain't really used to seeing it as a gummy until they come. And then it's just like, I'm playing with it because I ain't used to seeing it like that. So that's a very good tip that I would have never gave. So thank you, Lex. Thank you for shouting out the gummy dicks.
Shout out to the gummy dicks. Well, you know, niggas be soft because I be cracking jokes and shit. And they don't be hard yet, but they don't know whenever these titties pop out and his ass coming, this shit about to get real. So I got to get it from the gummy a lot of times.
Honestly, the gummy shit is fun because I like knowing that I did the whole, like I turned you
I did that shit.
Right?
I did that shit. Nobody but me.
Yo, the other day, good? I think I really insulted my nigga because I was like, he rarely is all the way soft. He was on the couch. I pulled it out and I was like, wow, you are a grower. I mean, whoa. Ooh. He was like, this is the
a grower, not a shower.
I mean, I said, but like, when you grow, you grow.
I do love a growing ass dick. Drea, you got any sex tips for our audience, boo?
Yes. I mean, first of all, I think we all, you know, we all kind of thick or whatever. I don't like riding dick. My knees hurt.
Okay, so you
this
got
me why I am okay at it because I am not one of the thick that you're talking about.
You look thick.
You got a slim dick. Slim dick with your cute ass.
Now, can I be honest with you how I really was able to start riding dick? We did a show in Chicago with Tyomi where she was talking about like resting on the knee and you got to use your lower back. But now all I do, not even weights, I just do the squats where you hold in place. Bitch, now I can ride dick easy as fuck.
Listen,
I don't know,
are you talking about on your feet?
Yeah.
Listen,
oh yeah,
I just make sure I throw it back from the back. So it's like, see, I do work, but getting on top, no. So Drea, you got a tip for the non-riding dick girls like ourselves?
And I got sciatica, so
yes,
give me a good tip.
I feel like this is my pro tip. I feel like you gotta ride dick from the back. That nigga gonna come so
it's
fucking
so much
quick.
Easier.
So like reverse cowgirl.
Yes, every
because
time.
You can
like,
lean on
come
your front
like clockwork. Yes, you could lean on your front. You could rub on the balls.
So when you're riding from the top, the reason I think it gets so difficult is because you can't put your body weight, like even your chest, all the way down. But when you get tired, when you're riding dick from the back, you can literally take your titties and literally put them on the fucking bed and then just fuck.
And just keep bouncing.
Well, y'all know my titties long. So when I lean over, I'll be smushing my titties. Y'all know I'll be fucking with football players. So I'll be having to look at that black ass toenail. I can't do reverse cowgirl. That ain't for
not
me.
Not black toenail. But I'm telling you, it's
bro.
So
girl,
quick.
My niggas toenails be black as fuck, bitch.
Anytime I ride dick from the back, niggas nut in like 5 minutes. It don't never take longer than five. For real. Like if I be
well, what a way to toot that like, horn, Drea, again. I mean,
well,
damn,
I'm
I did a whole my ass.
I'm not saying the whole session be 5 minutes. I'm just saying, like, if we've been fucking for like 10 minutes or something, and I'm like, oh, I'm ready for this nigga to nut, I'll just get on top and ride it from the back, and then we done.
We done. So you finish when you ready to finish.
That's a pro tip. Oh, and wear a little booty plug too, because you know niggas is visual.
I was gonna say that when you do reverse cowgirl backwards, you might want to make sure that little Buddha hole look like a clean starfish and not a you know what I mean? Like
who got a dirty starfish?
Just clean.
No, but it's not. I'm not talking about shit. But if y'all don't know, hair grows there the same way it grow on your puss. So you might need to make sure the little booty hole, the little hairs in the booty hole is waxed or shaved. Or
in the booty hole?
Not in the booty hole, but around the booty hole. See, right, Lex, thank you.
Well, let's get out of hairy assholes and get to the horrible decision, which I just found out about really like 72 hours ago. Drea and Lex.
Look, y'all. That is so cool. Hold on, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but I was just talking about black toenail. And he just texted me.
He got a black toenail.
Is that his name on your phone?
I hate niggas with black toenails.
No.
That's his new name for the podcast. You got to call him Black Toenail.
You do need to call him that.
Oh, man. Okay, keep going.
So I had never heard this term before, but this is no slight to y'all. I don't listen to any sex podcast because I'm worried I'll start using some words and it'll like be mine on accident. So I'm on this show and it's Poor Minds. Last week, check out the episode. And these bitches say BDBs at the same time. And I thought they said BDBs like in the back of my head. But they said BDBs. That is B as in boy, D as in dog, and B as in boy again. And it stands for Big Dick Ballers. And then when I was going through Poor Minds, I realized that everybody uses this terminology.
It is like a term
I've never heard. Did y'all? Coin's term.
We did.
And it came out of nowhere.
It really came out of nowhere. I think one day I was texting Lex and I had said it. I was like, a big dick baller. And then Lex was like, a BDB. And then we just started saying it on the show and the girls just ran with me.
They love it. There's a girl that follows me on Twitter. Her actual name is BDB Whisper.
Yes.
Bitch, shut up.
That's fire. Well, I don't know why Manny said this is going to be problematic because really all this in this motherfucker.
Oh no, I mean everything earlier was
story.
The talking about future, if you hold your man accountable, the opening with the icebreaker. Instead, I think I wanted to get back to the roots of horrible decisions with bringing y'all on and literally getting into some hoe stories. And you guys talk about BDBs all the time. So for the girls, I actually want to know, before we get into some stories that y'all have about any particular BDBs, if y'all have any tips on how to land a big dick baller, and B, if you have one or two tips about being flued out.
Oh, we actually have done.
We did. I know, bitch. I know. Being flued out.
So for me, the biggest thing about snagging a BDB, this is like the basic, what you have to do is you have to have the look. You got to have hair, got to be done. Makeup got to be done. Lashes, nails, the body you got to have the body be right. I'm not saying you got to have a big booty and big titties. You don't even have to have that. You just have to have a nice little, you know, you got to know what you're working with.
Your body just got
to
be nice.
I think the thing about body too is making sure that your body is fit for whatever size it is. If you a big girl, make sure you got your shit looking right. If you're skinny as fuck, make sure your shit is looking fit.
Exactly. I ain't even going to hold accordingly. It's like, cool. But even if you not the flyest bitch with the flyest body, because I have been that girl, if you walk into the room and own it and have personality.
That's what I'm saying. I definitely think the confidence and the personality.
Yeah, I mean, when I say look the part, I just mean like have yourself together and look polished. But you don't have to have a small waist and a fat ass.
You don't. You do not. You do not. So you can.
They'll pay for it if they fuck with you.
I've gotten a lot of money in my ass. Let me tell you, it's a B cup booty. That's what it is. It honestly fits exactly into a man's hand. That's what my booty fit like. It's like one hand. It's like the titty cup fits in and the bottom of my ass.
I'm dead.
But you know, that was a great tip because.
Yeah. So you definitely have to look polished. Like Mandy said, the confidence. And I think another big thing, because it's easy to get a BDB to fuck you because these niggas fuck with everybody.
It's personality.
The personality. You got to get a nigga to really fuck with
you. Gotta
you
got to be the fun girl. You got to where he want to be around you all the time.
That's how they'll fuck with you for the long haul.
Stress them out. Don't ask no questions about other bitches. That shit is annoying.
Yes.
Because why do it even matter? Why you want to know about them bitches?
I don't give a fuck. As long as we going out having fun, I'm getting my money, we going shopping, I'm cool.
I've seen my nigga's showing me some shit that bitches have said to him. And it's like, they be so cheesy where it's almost like, they're trying to get like, oh, wow, you're going away this weekend. Wish I could have some sun. Like, no, let me tell you something. You should be upfront. Be like, cool, you have a great weekend.
I want to
come. Next time, you tell me where we go.
Period.
Like, don't edge on in this unconfident way to where a nigga got to be like,
I don't do that at all.
It's corny.
I just feel like, Right. Yeah. When I was talking to one of my dudes the other day, I was like, when this is all over, we're going to stay chilled. He was like, okay, babe, just let me know. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to be like, oh, well, what do you want to do when this is over? Am I going to? No, bitch, let the nigga know what you want.
But period. Just tell that nigga what you want. And I say that all the time. Like, so many girls be writing us and they be like, oh, I want to get this from a nigga or I want to get that from a nigga. You think bitches that get shit from niggas don't ask? You think they just keep their mouth closed, hoping that the nigga gonna do shit for them? Like, no, say what you want. These niggas ain't afraid to say they want some pussy.
Period. And I've said it too. Like, I think that for whatever reason, we love to have the power to say no, but for whatever reason, we can't accept hearing no. And once you put in your mind that the worst thing that can happen is this nigga tells me no, that's really not that bad. Okay, but at the end of the day, you've put out into the universe what it is you want, not only from him, but it's what you want. So I think that you need to definitely say what you want, if you want it.
The
so
scariness is really what has, I think, turned men off and what makes you look corny as fuck. Because nothing is more annoying.
What did you say?
I said the uncertainty, like the teetering. Oh, okay. There's nothing worse than like a nigga posting a picture and be like, LOLs, no invite, no bitch. Like, no,
oh, look, my LOL. My mind went right. Completely somewhere else. When you started that, my mind went, ain't nothing worse than hopping on a flight hoping a nigga break you off without talking about getting broke off. So,
and that's another thing too. Like, why do bitches do that? I do not understand. Like, how you gonna expect a nigga to just... This happened to one of my homegirls. Well, we not cool no more, but like, when we was cool, she agreed to go on a trip with this nigga and she had told him she needed her rent paid, but they had never had an actual conversation and he never truly agreed to pay her rent. And then she was mad when she got back that he didn't pay her rent. Talk about she felt like, because he knew that she had took off work, he was just supposed to automatically pay. Like, in an ideal world, yeah. But you should have told that nigga, hey, I'm not going on this trip with you because I got to miss work unless you pay my rent.
But I've said that on the show. Even I wrote a book in 2013, Up On Game.
Ooh, my favorite book. That's how we came friends. That is that
bitch. We came friends a long time ago. but in that book, I tell every woman, and you know what? I want to take this down to... not only the women that are being flued out by these big dick ballers or millionaires or athletes or rappers. I want to take it down to, you know, the nigga who work at FedEx, the nigga who works at the hospital. I don't think that no man is worth missing out money for. So that is the last thing. If a man is asking you to call off work or switch your schedule or stuff like that, I think it's important for you to let that nigga know, my money comes first. My bills come first. And if you're not paying those things, it's kind of a sign of disrespect.
He
would even ask you to take off work.
I even think we should dumb it down to women that just want a trip. I think there are women that just want to go away. Like, I think all of us are speaking from a place of experience where not every... I mean, you said say chills. You know how many people don't know what that is?
Where that is?
I mean, they're like, ooh, where that is? Is that a hotel? You know, like a Bahamas, a cruise. Like, there are a lot of people that we just want that experience.
I was like, isn't it say Khalees?
I'm dead, bitch.
But if that is what you want is money. All I'm saying is...
Exactly. But I'll
if
say
that's
this,
what you want, if yes, then don't. Act if, like all it. You got to do is let that nigga know up front. And if he say no, then cool. You know you don't need to go. You need to take your ass to work. Because clearly you ain't got the money for your ring.
And I'll say this. A lot of men, they will try to play with you because men enjoy. They love nothing more than doing the bare minimum. And
that's true. They do.
So a lot of times they going to try to play you. They going to ask you to take off work. And hopefully you're not going to ask them for money. Because a lot of bitches just be like, oh, well, I just want to be in his presence. So I'm going to go. No, girl. Hell no. Like, you got to make sure that you're straight, because he gonna make sure he's straight. He gonna get
so,
his
so real
mission.
Quick for we do have men listening, believe it or not, and maybe some of them want to know, ooh, I wonder if I'm a BDB. What is a BDB? Like, how much money does this man need to make? How big does his dick need to be? And why would you look at him as a baller? How does a man know if he is a BDB?
To me, a BDB is somebody I can go out with you and I can have a great fucking time. It ain't no like, oh, well, I want to go here because that's too easy. It ain't no budget.
Money's not an issue.
And money's not an issue. And I'm not saying we're going out and spending $5,000 a night. I can go out with a BDB and we just spend $200 and that just be what it is. You know what I'm saying?
But he's not complaining no matter what the price.
He's not complaining. It's like, whatever you want to do, let's do it, baby. Like, let's do it. And then at the end of the night, we have some bomb ass sex and we wake up and you know what I'm saying?
It's a man that doesn't make you feel limited, I think.
No, it's no exact amount that he has to be worth, right? He just doesn't limit you.
I have a question for y'all. So you have advice for women that are getting flued out, stuff like that. Can you tell us about a time pre-knowledge that maybe a situation happened to either one of y'all where you were like, oh my God, where you learned enough to give this advice to us?
I got the perfect.
Go ahead, bitch. I already know what story it's going to be, for real, but go ahead.
You do? Yeah. Which one you think it is?
The one where he almost had to call the cops on you at the airport because you wouldn't get out of his car?
Well, but that's not pre-knowledge. Oh, okay. I had the knowledge. That's why we got into that confrontation because he had me fucked up. I need my coin. Stop playing.
Okay, so go tell the other story then. My bad. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was like 23 and my best friend Jordan, he lived in New York at the time. So I used to always come out there and visit him. One of his friends used to talk to this dude that lived out here, he was a white man actually.
I know his story.
Yes, and he had a whole bunch of money and shit. And Jordan was like, you need to fuck with him because he broke up with his girlfriend and he loved black girls. So I'm like, okay, cool. So he slid in my DM. He like, oh, I'm going to Miami next weekend. This was when I was still living in Houston. He was like, I'm going to Miami next weekend. You should come out. We're going to have a good time, whatever. So, okay, I go out there. He booked us a room at the Mondrian, nice-ass little suite. We had a great time. We was going to eat at all these 5-star expensive-ass restaurants. I told him I wanted some red bottoms. He took me to the Louboutin store, bought me some Soquets. We had a great time.
The shoes we can't walk in, but that's cute. Keep it going.
Hate girl, I wore them clothes like 3 times. They still in my closet. So we had a great time. And then, you know, he wanted to fuck. I wasn't ready to fuck. I'm just like, nigga, like, I don't want to fuck you yet. I'm not ready.
Right.
He got a whole attitude. And instead of just keeping it 100 about how he felt, do y'all know this nigga just up and left the next morning, left me in a hotel room by myself. And this was before I knew about making sure a nigga book you a round trip flight. So he had only booked me a 1-way flight to Miami. Then he left me at the hotel by myself. I had to end up booking a last minute flight back to Houston. It was like $500. So really and truly, I paid for my own damn shoes almost.
And bitch, y'all know I got $3. I would have had to take them Soquets back to get my ticket.
Like, y'all, I was just so fucking pissed. Then he blocked me.
He blocked me
on social media and from his phone so that I couldn't call him and say nothing to him about the fact that he just aborted.
Was there a bitch, conversation?
Can we write him as a community, as a collective, and ask for, you know, him to give us the money back?
Hold on, you said what?
Can we write him as a community, as a collective, and ask for him to return that money?
Bitch, we need to. I'm going to find out his IG. I'm going to send it to y'all because I'm probably still blocked.
Okay. Bitch, you shouldn't have hopped on that flight getting red bottoms, 5-star meals.
Bitch, give me his phone number and let me leave a voicemail and be like, hi, I'm Dre Nicole's attorney. We have an issue of abandonment. And if we can go back to 2006 and from Miami, Florida, a young black woman, might I say African-American, this is a really big deal in these trying times. And now it's increased to about 3,000. I will give it to you.
With interest. I was so fucking mad. Like, I could not believe that shit. I was like, what the fuck, bro? This nigga really left me out here by myself. Thank God I had the money to get back. And I feel like that's kind of something that's fucked up that happens to women a lot. You know what I mean? Especially younger women. They'll go fly out to see these niggas who got money and shit. Then they don't want to fuck. Then a nigga don't want to book their flight.
How old are you?
I was 23.
So okay. I want to ask both of y'all, because a lot of our listeners, mind you, I don't know if y'all know, but the Patreon group chat, they be talking about niggas in our Patreon is flying patrons out. So So I want to ask you ladies. It is lit. I ain't going to hold you. So I want to ask you ladies, what is the conversation that a woman should have with a guy that's offering to fly them out? Do you go ahead and be like, well, listen, just because you fly me out don't mean I'm fucking you? Or do you ask, because you're flying me out, do you expect us to have sex? What is the conversation that you think needs to happen if a guy offers to fly you out?
Well, these days, if I'm flying out, I'm fucking.
I'm with Dre on that, because honestly, at this point in my life, if I'm not flying out to you, if I don't plan on fucking, what's the point?
Facts.
You might as well just come to my city, get you a hotel, and we can hang out casually. But if you want me to fly to you, you getting some pussy, nigga.
Are these men that y'all have already met?
Now, if it's somebody I haven't met,
I think I gotta talk about that.
They gotta have blue check.
Yeah.
Or I gotta see their driver's license. I would do a background.
Yeah, I don't. I don't usually fly out to people I haven't met before. I always usually make like Nigerian bae. Mm-hmm. Like he wanted me to go to Lagos with him off top. I hadn't met him at this point and I was like, well, no. But girl, he ended up coming to Atlanta. First date was fire. We were sitting at the dinner table. We were sitting at the dinner table when he bought my ticket to Lagos. He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, nigga, I'm coming. Yeah. You know, so I always feel like if I don't know you, I'm not flying out to you because I know what you're expecting.
Well, and I would say that that's a big thing too.
That's a great piece of advice.
Just like, if a guy expects you to literally travel through an airport, change up your whole schedule to accommodate him, if you guys haven't met, maybe, you know, suggesting, hey, I don't really feel comfortable hopping on a flight, but you're more than welcome to hop on a flight and come to my city and I'll show you a good time.
Right.
I agree.
Exactly.
Well, you're in a lot more control at that point too, if you make if you know you have them come to your city. But I have made the mistake of flying out to someone before I met them twice. And the first one went great. And the second one didn't go so great. And I remember I fucked him and remember getting on that plane like, ugh, I just want to tell my friends it went well because I don't even want to make them feel like I was unsafe. But I was like, well, damn, what do I do? I'm in his place. Like, this is what I got to do. It's hard, you know? I think
it's very awkward and it's uncomfortable. I think a lot of women have been in that position where they fly out to a guy, they think that they can finesse their way and not have sex, and they ended up getting pressured, something bad ends up happening.
And I ain't gonna hold you. I had a Drea incident where I flew out for a guy, things didn't go well. I ended up in the hotel by myself, but I was a little ratchet back then. So
back then?
I mean, I don't think I'm as wretched now, but back then I didn't have the money I had now. He did get me a round trip ticket, but just know, because that nigga ain't come back to the hotel, I decided to sneak off with all of his electronics. So I stole all his shit and sold that shit when I got back to Atlanta. And
oh my God, Mandy.
Bitch, you not gonna leave me in a hotel?
Let's get on my nerves. She always, she just always gotta come with the morals. Bitch, shut up. Oh. That's the same thing she did to me with that situation I was in that you was talking about. Because I found that nigga, he left his debit card in the back seat. And I took that hoe and I sent myself $2,000 on Cash App. Yes. But then I told Lex about it. She's talking about
No, that's wrong. I was like, no. That's really stealing.
Wait, you going to jail, nigga.
What's the difference? I sent, if the fans listening, I sent it back.
You stole from a nigga's bank account. That's like federal. Bitch, I just took some shit that was laying around. And
bitch,
he
you probably
me.
Had more than $2,000 in product, bitch.
Exactly.
Like, I stole a computer, not a credit card.
As if she was with the
they had
she
Cash App back then. So Mandy was like, well, what am I going to do? Buy shit and return it to go back
to his say, bitch, I ain't going to hold you. I stole a BlackBerry. I stole a laptop. Mandy. And I stole, this was back when niggas used to have like portable like DVD players and shit that you could play movies and shit.
Not the DVD.
Bitch, I was 19.
It was a long time
you
ago.
Took out cash out
this bitch was 15.
I was fresh out of high school, ho. Bitch, stole all that nigga shit. Bitch, I was
what
on
did he
U
say?
Street. I mean, I just saw him recently, so he must have forgave me.
That pussy was yanking. He said, fuck that walk.
Well, why did he leave you?
I don't know. You know what's crazy? I ended up finding out he was just a hoe-ass nigga. And there was another girl in town. Ironically, that other girl ended up now becoming one of his baby mamas. So he was just a hoe-ass nigga, and he like was playing the field between two of us that were in town.
But what did he say to you when he realized his stuff was missing? How did he contact?
We didn't talk until years later. That nigga slid in my DMs, and I was like, "Does this nigga know that I'm the same bitch that stole his shit?" I don't even know, cause we met on Twitter. Now he's sliding into my Instagram DMs. I don't know if he know I'm the same bitch. I don't know.
Nah, stop.
I swear to God. I swear to God. So well,
you got tattoos. Now, he gotta know.
But I'm not gonna lie. Now because we've talked it through and we've like we're like really cool now. We talk about mental health and all.
Not the mental health
pussy. Bitch, cause you have none then.
No, so like now when we talk, he's like, damn, we've really been through a lot. We've known each other for a long time. And I'm like, you've seen me through my growth.
Mandy had a BDB with BBM.
First off, I'm dead. Anyways, before we get out of the BDB conversation, I want to know if y'all have any more tips or any more things that maybe a bitch should not do, should do. What would you suggest to a lady that wants to really get into her, I would say her hoe bag. Because a lot of these men, I think we deal with, not really with any expectations of a relationship or moving forward. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our listeners listen to the show and is like, ooh, I want to go through a whole phase. Ooh, I want casual sex. Ooh, I just want a baller. I want to fuck a blue check. What advice would you give to a woman who's literally just looking for that and nothing more?
I'll say this. I think the main thing a lot of women need to stop doing is like getting on Instagram and thinking you got to look like, you know, Miracle Watts or Bernice, and stop looking at other women and what they're getting. A lot of times you're gonna fuck with a nigga who don't like giving you money, so but he don't mind taking you shopping. Like, I have a nigga, he don't really care about giving, he don't really like to give me money, but he don't mind buying me stuff. So, you know, I get what I can from each situation.
I don't get that shit, but if it makes you feel better, fuck it.
Right. I guess they just feel like it's not like they not a trick, but
I ain't gonna hold you, bitch. I don't need money no more.
Give me money too.
Nigga, bitch, I need it all.
But you already know, I'll buy a little luxury thing and be like, ooh, I wear luxury. And then, nigga, I actually want this too. So I'm letting niggas buy me
so
that.
So I'll say, don't.
And niggas love to see you with some shit already. They make them want to buy you more shit.
Yeah, it's true. See you already got it. But not only that, I feel like women, we need to not be afraid to say what you want. Like, don't be timid and be yourself. Like, I feel like a lot of times they get scared. Like, oh, I don't want to ask him for nothing. Or, oh, I don't. Now, don't be a beggy bitch. I'm not saying be begging niggas for shit, but I feel like
Bundy.
I let niggas know, like, you know, you make sure I'm straight, I'm gonna make sure you straight, and we gonna enjoy each other's company, and we gonna have a good time. I feel like there's nothing wrong with letting a nigga know, you know, why you here, because we know why we here. It's like, it could be fun. It could be a fun experience.
You here to pop that pussy.
I'm here to pop that pussy. You here to spend that biz, and it's gonna be fun. And it's like, and women, like, they think, oh, I'm fucking with a nigga, he worth $80 million, I'm going to try to get a G-Wagon. Sis, that's not going to happen 9 times out of 10.
Not off the rip.
Stop so Googling the net worth.
Yeah, stop Googling the net worth and thinking this
no,
is
you
got
to Google the net worth.
I mean,
no, but
I would hate to fly out to go see a nigga that only got $200,000 in
the
bank.
Ooh,
but he might spend,
he might be a trick, though.
He might spend.
He ain't going to buy me a G-Wagon.
Nah, I'm <only. laughs> Well, I do want to go back to what Drea said real quick. There was a dude that bought me, like, really expensive purse that I had, and it was out of random, and he I was like, what made you think I like I wanted this, right? I was fucking around, of course. I want the fucking YSL bag, but he was like, oh, I see your lipsticks YSL, like I see your little makeup shit, like I see how you roll. That I'll never fucking forget, because I didn't it's not even like I threw it in his face. It wasn't just the one bag I had. He saw the things that I had in my home. He saw the different way that I was like picking out food in a restaurant. So it's like, okay, when you show that your taste level is at a certain place, then men know they have to fuck with you in a certain way. Don't be like, oh my God, we finna eat escargot. Bitch, Google it.
Not
right. Have some of it before. Now,
escargot. What if they said escargot?
And I always tell the girls, and be ready when they take you shopping. Don't be walking in fucking YSL being like, can I get a size 8? Like, no,
you better know that
you're European.
That's a good tip, too.
And like, you need to know what bag and shit you want before you walk in the store. You need to already have that shit saved in an album.
I do have one little counter thing, and I want to know how you guys feel about it. If you're fucking with a corny sugar daddy, like a secret arrangement type of guy, I actually think they kind of like when you're a little okay. Like, oh my God, back? Like, they
no, yeah, now, that I'm not shit gonna lie. Sometimes
they do
meet a BDB that like putting you on. Like, we have a character on my show. His name is Big Papa. He likes to buy me shit or whatever. And like, we went to the you know I'm about to bring up the watch.
Fucking old fucking brother.
Cause he got a Richard Mille.
Okay.
So you know Richard Millers are like, they start at six figures. Like, it's an expensive ass watch. So I seen his wrist and he was just all iced out, got all this shit on his wrist, and I was just like, oh, I was like, I gotta get my shit up. He was like, oh, don't worry, baby, I'm gonna get you right. Like, some niggas like doing stuff like that. Like, they like putting you on, like, oh, this is this designer, this is this, and you should wear, like,
especially if you're in college or they know, like,
yes,
that you
college.
Just work a regular job. Men do like to be Captain Save-A-Ho. They want to make it feel like they putting you on to shit. So just know, you got to kind of know the type of dude that you're dealing with.
I think also they'll kind of bait for it too. Like, the first time that happened to me, he took me to this restaurant that I had been before. And he was asking me questions like he wanted the response. He was like, oh, have you ever had a porterhouse? And like, he did this thing.
Ooh,
I was like, I don't think so. Oh my God. like, and then I was like, oh, he likes this shit. Now, facts about this man. He was shorter. Not saying that that means anything, but dick wasn't all there, right? And he wasn't that cute. And I feel like he needed that stroking by me getting excited. There are going to be certain men, right. And honestly, probably you'll notice from the repertoire of the women that they've had around. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know that you're a prize,
right? You can tell when you the first bad bitch a nigga done ever had. It is so, so obvious. Yeah. But it'd be so good. Because that's the ones you can get so much out of. Mm-hmm. Like, so fucking
I
rich.
Love it.
Yeah, I don't think I ever fooled with no nigga while I was the first one.
Look at you. You're annoying. You know what? I hate you. Anyways, straight, shut the fuck up. I want to get into, before we get out of here, we don't have a whole mail today, but we have a whole confession. And the whole confession for this week is revenge of the cum. So y'all
must have shot in her eye.
This is some shit. Okay. Mind y'all, everybody say hi to Bodie.
Oh, hell no. Not crackhead Kitty.
Why y'all call him crackhead Kitty?
Because I got him from a crackhead. Because
she got him for $20.
Oh, that's true. Oh, he is.
She got him for a crack.
So maybe you got him from Dentures Diane.
From Gertrude.
What is it from Ramona?
Ramona and Danielle.
So y'all, revenge of the cum. So I kept having sex with my ex after we broke up, like most people. Hold on. A bitch don't just be fucking her ex. Hold on. Anyways.
Most people.
She said one day.
You see how she did that? I ain't the only one.
Yeah, you know, one day his car was down, so he told me that he was about to walk around the corner to his uncle's house for me to pick him up because his baby mama lived around the corner. So I thought back. Toward the end of our relationship, he kept saying he was over his uncle's house. But he was always, thought that particular uncle was corny. I thought it was weird, but thought maybe he just wanted to get away back then because he didn't have any friends since he wasn't from Detroit. I put it together at that moment that he was cheating at the end of our relationship with his now baby mama because she lived around the corner from his corny ass uncle. On the day that he told me to pick him up from his corny uncle's house, he walked around the corner from his baby mama's house. I had sex with my baby daddy not even an hour before he called and he came inside me. I didn't even get a chance to shower before my ex called me. When he said that part, revenge clicked on. When I picked him up, he stuck his finger in my pussy and put it to his mouth and said that I tasted good and then proceeded to eat my pussy. Yeah, girl. It was good, all right. You was eating my baby daddy's nut. PSA to all men, don't play with a woman because we will get you back in crazy ways.
I kind of love this, though.
Not it. Hey,
sign that is the fake. Detroit unicorn.
She sent a picture of herself. I feel like I remember this girl.
I remember her picture.
She has
I
the
remember
energy like
her.
She would do that to you.
You said she looked like
she has a little bit of Erykah Badu energy, and I feel like Badu would fuck you like this.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
So before we get out of here and before we let all of our listeners know where they can check you guys out, have y'all ever done anything for revenge?
I'm not spiteful like that. Like, if a nigga do something with me and I don't fuck with it, I move around. I'm not a spiteful or like, I don't try to get revenge on people. And that's with family, friends, niggas,
Say,
all of it.
Carry the
like,
weight.
If somebody does some, I don't like that negative, bad energy weighing on me because I feel like that starts to drag me down. So if somebody does some wrong shit to me, I just move on. I take my L and I just keep it.
Drea, can I ask you a question?
That comes with happiness, though. That's not an easy thing to say.
Drea, if you know a man cheats on you or is lying to you, have you ever felt the need to cheat back or lie back because he did it to you?
No, because I'm not really a cheater. I just feel like if a nigga is cheating, or if I feel like I gotta cheat on you, I'm gonna just break up with you and not fuck with you no more.
I cheat because I want to.
We know you would cheat on me.
Yo, I mean, I'm a cheat anyway, like, you know, but I'm not doing it because you do it.
You know a nigga's lying, and he's like, I'm not gonna be able to catch him, and we doing all right, so let me just cheat.
And I'm not really a vengeful person either. Like, I don't really do stuff.
Look, your co-host is looking at you like you lying on horrible decisions.
They don't know. Girl, they hoe know I'm not lying. Ask her, what have I ever done for revenge?
She popped up on an island getting gold, no spray tan.
But that wasn't for, but see, that's what I'm saying. So I guess my idea if
you're of like, you one up the nigga. Vengeful. It's not revenge.
Yeah, it's not like I'm going after you, but it's like, okay, you felt like you could go on a trip with a bitch. You felt like you could take a bitch.
No, bitch, that is exactly what we are talking about.
That's revenge.
That's what I'm saying.
That's revenge, bro. But okay.
But we wasn't together no more.
But you did it. You just said
it. You
felt like you could go on a trip with a bitch.
But I don't feel like that's that bad because I didn't take it too far. I didn't fuck.
No, yeah. She don't be taking it too far, but she definitely does.
But I'm also a tourist, so... We're very calculated.
We're not doing the stars and moons. Not on this podcast, we not.
I'm dead.
I'm just saying, I'm very calculated.
You know what, Dre will post that salmon and let a nigga know she at STK. You know what I'm saying?
Girl, we do the stars and moon, okay?
I'll post the little Rolly, the little arm. You know how they be saying bitches love to show their
I hate that. I hate it.
With the tattoo.
That's Dre.
Yo, shout out to Drewski Too Funny, how he posted the bitches on Instagram like, ugh, Bae's so annoying. He can't stop playing 2K. Oh, he got another bottle.
Did y'all see when he put his foot on that mat and it was
an OVO? We know you saw that, sis. You can't wait to step on an OVO mat.
Do you know that's coming on Drag Close Friends real soon.
Real quick.
Charlie.
So before we get out of here, something that you are sure to hear every Poor Minds episode is Lex hitting them vocals, and bitch, you ain't hitting them yet. So I don't know what you've been tuning to, what you might be fucking to, what lets us know that we a real-ass bitch give a fuck about a nigga, but could you drop some tunes for the girls before we get up out of here?
I would like for you to sing Return of the Mac.
Oh, let's my God.
What the fuck? Do it, bitch.
I don't know all the songs. I don't know all the words.
It's okay. We only need a couple lines.
Just do the intro. You know the intro.
Wait, let me look up the lyrics. Can I look up the lyrics?
Yes, sister. Yes, sister.
No,
bitch.
Drea.
That was something you know. We don't want to. This isn't karaoke.
Yes, it is.
Drea, I'm going to let you do the ad-libs, okay, sis? I'm going to be quiet. Now we need to, this is how we going to leave off on the show. Lex, whenever you ready, baby, give it to him, baby.
I'm ready. I know the words now. Okay.
Oh, well, I try to tell you
no. We don't got to know. Okay. Wait, you can make my day. We getting excited. Y'all can tell this is our favorite part of the show. Okay. My love, hey. Oh, come on, yeah. Well, I tried to tell you so, but I guess you didn't know. As the story goes,
how it goes,
baby. Now I got the flow.
Now I got the flow
because I knew it from the start.
From the start,
baby, when you broke my heart, oh, that I had to come again, and tell you that I am real.
You lied.
Wait.
Oh, my bad.
You lied to
Lex,
me.
You know all what you sound you like right now.
You lied to me.
Yes, I tried.
You sound like the black version of a white 90s alternative band. You know how to be like,
oh, Cher.
She the black version of Cher, bitch.
Everybody always say she sound like a black Cher.
I'm going to hit this last note, and then I'm going to be done.
Hit the last note, sis.
But I do. That's all I wanted to say. We done.
Okay. I'm going to add a little applause in this bitch, ho.
That was great, ladies. Tell people where they can find you, and tell them we didn't even get to discuss it because we've been having so much fun with y'all. What Poor Minds is about.
Yes.
Honestly, Poor Minds, believe it or not, is not a sex podcast. We really talk about everything.
She said, believe it or not. Or not, bitch.
Or not. Because we do talk about sucking dick a lot, but it's like we talk about a lot of like our personal lives, how it is dating. Drea's in her late 20s. I just turned 30, and how it is like dating in Atlanta. Dating men with money, dating men who don't have so much money. We talk about this. Relax.
She said, I'll be dating these brokies. Bitch, that's you.
I'm dead. And we've had episodes. We talk about, like, you know, mental health issues. We just really talking about our lives, sex, dating, relationship type stuff. So, yeah, you can listen to Poor Minds every Wednesday. It's on all platforms. You can follow us on Instagram. It's POUR_MINDS.
Which I love. So if you're looking for it, think of you pouring wine into a glass. So, guys, yes. If y'all go back to see Lex and Drea on the podcast, at that point, their show was called Wine Down Wednesdays. So the
way
pour,
better name now.
The pour in it comes from pouring a glass of wine, pour minds, making those decisions, maybe a little inebriated after a couple glasses of wine.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Of a crossover. I'm so glad you ladies came because I think that I had a great time, you know, last week on your show. But like I said, your episode was one of my favorite solo episodes that Mandy has. So I'm just glad that we all got to do it together. If you guys
been a long time coming.
Want some more of Lex and Drea, go check out Poor Minds. We're going to put their handles in the description. And if you want more horrible decisions, you can enjoy this 5-minute clip. That's all you're going to get after this show. But you can go to patreon.com/horrible decisions. For $5 a month, you get bonus episodes. I did a fucking workout last Saturday with everybody. We go on Zoom and we have live episodes. That's a new quarantine. I don't know if we're gonna keep that up, but I feel like we should. It's fun as fuck. We just do our episode on Zoom, bro. It's like
I ain't gonna lie, we're gonna talk about it, but I liked having maybe 100 people in there. The 250 was a lot. I think we ended up having about 200 people the last time.
Do y'all put everybody on mute?
Yeah, we put everyone on mute, and then either Weezy and I will tell them to raise their hand or put a thumbs up, and that's how we know they want to speak. So it's really dope because we've got to hear stories from our patrons. We've had a swinger couple come on and talk about how they're going about, you know, having sex during quarantine.
Everybody's just like-minded and fun, and it's
we talked
like,
about
you know,
curved dicks with a whole room of people.
Yo, niggas in there was talking about they curved dicks. It was great. But if you want to check us out, it's patreon.com/horrible decisions. You can't search horrible in the search bar because it's rated X, as in extra slutty. But you can type it in. We love you guys. Enjoy this clip. And thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you, guys. And this has been another episode, I got to leave it this way, of Horrible Decisions. Peace.
Bye.
Hi, Whore Hive. This is Weezy. And our guest doesn't have a name today because
he's anonymous.
Not really. Why you put that bandana on? Nobody can see you.
He's anonymous.
I have my old bae because actually the guest canceled on me last minute and I was like, what am I going to do? So I have my boo. Say hey, OB.
We here. Okay. OB here.
He got his Brooklyn voice on right now. Okay. So, I actually did the show once before with somebody I fucked. It was a girl, though. Remember the skinny model girl, the blonde one? She had a boyish kind of body.
I think so.
Anyway, Mandy was so mad at me. She was like, never again can we have on somebody you fucked. I was like, what's the big deal? I feel like breakups are part of history. But anyway. You know, we always do icebreakers when we come on the show, so it's only fair that I do it with my lover.
Oh, makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to go back and forth and see how well we know each other. What's my favorite position?
I probably would have to say, if I limited it to one, because I feel like you have so many different favorites, but, Probably from the back.
It is?
Yeah.
But it gotta be at an angle.
Gotta be at an angle. Yeah.
Sometimes on my stomach because it's minimal effort. Yours, you told me once when we were watching the Zoom orgy that yours was reverse cowgirl, but it gotta be a girl with a big booty.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I'm a very aesthetic individual, so.
What you trying to say? I
didn't do it. No, I'm just saying visually. That reverse cowgirl is a vibe, like aesthetically looking, right?
What about when I do it?
No, it's a vibe. It's a vibe as well.
What's your favorite with me? From the back.
Yeah, from the back. We just got, you know, make sure the angles are always always right. You know.
What's my favorite thing to eat for breakfast?
Avocado toast.
That's all we eat. I was gonna say acai bowl, but I guess.
It's close, but avocado toast is the go-to.
I feel easy. Yours avocado toast, I feel like you want the chicken apple sausage with the almond latte.
That's a must. Yep. Yeah, for sure.
What's my favorite thing to drink?
Well, it's not water. We know that.
Okay. Y'all, I'm that. Really bad about drinking water.
Yeah, we know that. Shit, I would say some nice Casamigos.
You know.
A little Casamigos and some juice.
Yours is mezcal, but whenever you're feeling a little fancy, I feel like you drink like whiskey or some shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like the whiskey at the at home, chill vibes, grown man.
No.
OB vibes, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, I like this one.
Distinguished gentleman shit.
Because I know yours. I think I know yours.
Yeah.
When did I begin to fall in love with you?
Probably the first time we sat down and had dinner together.
Nigga, shut up.
I think you saw it then. I mean, obviously, the potential.
What dinner? Before we fucked or after we started fucking?
This is before. It was before. I mean, you know, I think the falling in love process is not just instant, you know. I think that kind of takes time. So I think that process began when we sat down and we had a meal together.